Today's reading is taken from the epistles of Ephesians 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of true buckle round your waist, and the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given to me, so that I will fiercely make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chain. Pray that I may declare it fiercely as I should. This is the word of the Lord. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died. But whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue of Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is an odd teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascended to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him." He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the only one of God. Glory to you, O Lord." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders, the heavenly glory, above all where and the treasure where, there is no way to measure what you weigh. You took before prepared for me above all. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose, tempered on the ground, you chose the foe, a thought of me. Amen. Please be seated. Last week, Louis told us about the importance of bread in our life. We found it every time, everywhere. For us Christians, that bread is the word of God. Your holy word is my daily bread that is feeding our souls. Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood, I'm with him and he is with me. And will have life with me whenever you eat my flesh and drink my blood. And we say that eating that bread of life means that receiving Jesus Christ in all our life, working every time with him, sitting there to hear what he's telling us, being every day in contact with him, reading his word. He offered himself as a sacrifice to save us from our sins. And today, he continued with the same sermon, saying that whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, I am with him and have life with me. But when we go to the law of Israel, the blood was forbade. And the meat should be butchered just to meet the requirement of the law. God said, you have not to eat the meat with the blood because the life is in the blood. The life is in the blood. And Jesus Christ said, who drink my blood have life with me. And then after that sermon, the followers are confused. And they found themselves offended. How can this man tell us such a thing? How can this man tell us that you should eat my flesh? Are we wish to eat his flesh? And God forbid us to drink blood, and asking, whoever drink my blood has life with me. There was a grumbling about that sermon. But you know, Jesus is God. He knows everything. And he knows what they were thinking before themselves uttering something. And here, we have to be very careful about what we are saying and what we are thinking, because Jesus Christ knows everything. And invited us to eat his flesh and drink his blood. These people are offended. They say, no, we don't like this kind of Messiah who is coming to break the law. The law tells us to do this, but it's going to tell us to do that. If you don't drink, no, we don't want this kind of Messiah because he's breaking the law. And what we have to do, we have to leave him. And they left him. Why did they left him? It is not because they didn't understand what Jesus was saying, but
Because Jesus was telling them to unite with Him, to believe Him with all their heart. But those people were not ready to do so, and they left Him. They went. They left Him, they went. Why they left Him? Because what they have been looking for, they didn't find. They have been looking for a kind of Messiah who is going to set them free from the power of a Roman, who is going to bring them happiness. Yes, there is happiness in Jesus Christ. Unless you commit yourself, unless you receive Him yourself in your entire life, there is peace, there is happiness in Jesus Christ. But what they've been looking was not spiritual, but they was looking physical things. The reason why they left Him. They left Him, why? Because they were not empowered with the Holy Spirit that gave life. They left Him because they were not wearing the gospel armor, as Paul told us in his epistle. They were not wearing those. And you know, the problem is this, the danger is this. On the battlefield, sometimes we underestimate the power of our enemy. And we don't put those gospel armor to get ready. Gospel armor, that is prayer, praying in all circumstances of our life. Do we put prayer first to overcome what we live in? Do we stand for Jesus Christ? Stand up for Jesus Christ in prayer. Do we do so? Those people were not prepared. Is the reason why they left Jesus. They said, no, we can't bear this. This one is coming to break our law. So we have to go. There are followers of some circumstances of their life. Now are they in the church? Our church. There are also those followers, those Christians, who are coming to the church only for some special needs. They need this, let's go to the church. They need that, let's go there. But after all, delaying, they are praying, are we going, trying to find what we've been looking for. At the end they say, oh, we didn't find what we've been looking for there. They abandon coming to the church. Look, as we are sitting, and he said, not the number, but the presence of Christ among us. Because he said, where two or three are united, I am among them. Look where we are sitting. Where are our friends? Where are they, those of a special, who were looking for a special need? Where are they? I left this church, go to another one, there I'm going to find the Holy Spirit. I left the church, go to the one, there I'm going to find this, I'm going to find that. Where you went, go in there, he wanted. He said that he's going to find the Holy Spirit or what he wanted. He doesn't find that. And he moved from another. He became a prostitute of church, moving from one church to another one, moving from one place to another one. What are you looking for? Receive Jesus Christ. What he said, look first the kingdom of the God, everything will be given upon you. Are you looking the kingdom of God, or are you looking, you going there for your needs? Have you received Jesus Christ in your life, your entire life? Jesus is asking these people to be with Him, to unite with Him, to receive Him in their life. But they were not prepared to do so. Are we the same like those people? Are we really prepared to receive Jesus Christ in our life? They abandoned Him. They went. And Jesus turned to 12. You two, why are you not going? Are you staying still? Are you still here? Peter always is the one who confessed everything. You are the Messiah. God,
where shall we go? To whom shall we go? You have got the word of life.
Peter reckoned what Jesus said in John, that I'm the bread of life. The word of life is with me. Whoever comes to me won't fail. The physical, our flesh, may fail us, but not the spirit, not Jesus Christ. Peter said, you have the word of God. We are coming to you. We have to ask our question, this question. To whom are we going? To this word? To our needs? Or are we going to Jesus Christ? This is the question that we have to ask ourselves. Those people abandoned Jesus Christ and went away. Nowadays, we also are abandoning Jesus Christ, leaving him alone. Jesus Christ was abandoned by his own family. They treated him to be, he has gone mad. Yes, they were right to say that he has gone mad. Really, he went mad. But not mad of this world, but mad of the work of the Father to save the soul of the believer. When Mary was looking for him in the temple, he said, we have been looking for you. What was his answer? Why are you looking for me? I'm here to do the word of my Father who sent me. Yes, he was mad to do the word of his Father. You and me, to whom are we mad? We mad of whom? Of this word? Or of the word of God? Or for salvation? Yes, Jesus' word, abandoned by his family, abandoned by those who ate with him, his apostles. Look at the Calvary. Everybody fled away. They left him alone. Under the cross was standing there his mom and the disciple he loved so much. Where are the others? Brother and sister, we are the same like those people. We may say, no, I'm reading the Bible. I'm attending the church every Sunday. Yeah, I'm opening. I'm meeting here. I'm going there for the sake of Christ. But sometimes, when circumstances go wrong in our life, what do we do? Do we pray? We abandon him. Imagine what happened one day, what happened, what went wrong in your life. When you've been asking yourself, God, why this happened to me? Why me? Why another person? What were you thinking about him at that time? Because he knows all our thoughts. He knows what we're saying. What were you thinking about him? Were you thinking his presence among you? Were you thinking that Jesus was there? Because you believe. You have God. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Were you thinking that he's not there? God, why this happened to me? Like those people, they assure it their law. They say that, this guy is coming here, he's not observing the law. We have to leave him. How many times the word of God has been for you an offense? When the word of God is telling you to repent, to leave what you love so much for the sake of the gospel. How many times were you offended by the word of God? When he's asking you to come to him and receive him. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ. We are like also those people who left him. We left you in our wrong, bad circumstances of our life. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the bread of life. He gave his life to save us. He gave his life to bring us to the Father. Yes, but sometimes we are not walking on the right with him. We are in front, we leave Jesus Christ behind, and we are working on our own. We say that we may win. No, without Jesus Christ, there is no victory. But with Jesus Christ, there's victory. And Jesus Christ gives us life by empowering the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going, He will come here. I will be with you always in the form of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is among us. Think one day, what was the circumstances that you felt yourself, Jesus is there and not there, and you are grumbling, wondering, why this to me? Why this happened to me? Why this happened to my family? Why this happened to this? Asking you a lot of questions. While He was there, He was laughing. He was looking at you. Did you go to prayer? Did you read His word? Did you sit down with Him to hear what He wants to tell you? This is the day. Jesus Christ is calling us to Him, to recognize that we too abandon Him for the sake of what we love so much. And where you are sitting, if you are feeling that call in your heart, that yes, I was wrong one day. Yes, Jesus, I want to come to you today. I want to unite with you. I want to commit with you, Lord Jesus Christ, today. Where you are sitting, if you are feeling that inside you, I'm going to invite Andy to come here in front. Don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Set forward. And He's going to pray for you. And He's going to lay His hand on you. To recall you. To come back again to Jesus Christ. When I'm going, I'm start singing. And then sit forward and invite Him, Andy. If you may come forward. If someone feels that really Jesus Christ, I abandon you. But today, I'm coming back to you. So, Andy is going to pray to you. You come for sit forward. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread.
Without you. Amen.